We are back. Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set for 2025. We are rested. We are ready. And the onslaught is about to begin. Kingzone, you ready to put the lever down and charge into this autumn carnival?
Absolutely. How good's life? We've got group racing Saturday with Super Bowl Monday. We've got the footy season around the corner. It's just great to be alive.
You forgot about UFC 312 in Sydney on Saturday, Sunday. So
I didn't even know.
Yeah. There you go. Plenty of UFC fans out there. They like it. I've become a bit of a UFC fan. I quite like it. It's pretty scary what goes on in the octagon. No, I'd much rather watch it on TV. Fizzer, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, boys. We're back.
Ready to rip in? The good horses are coming back?
Yeah, it looks good. This weekend's starting to look good, and I'm sure it's just starting to heat up.
Seven group races at Caulfield this Saturday, Kingzone. Who are you most excited about?
Oh, Mr. B.
Yeah.
I think that race, I'm really interested in that race, but they're all mouth-watering races, and there's a bit of value there too.
We're going to talk about that very soon. Just before we do, you can go to Caulfield for free on Saturday and also on Super Bowl Monday. We've got tickets to CF4 Stakes for free. Go and grab them in the description. And also, Super Bowl Day at Caulfield has been much talked about. We've promoted a lot on the Den over the last few weeks. We will be there. We have our own little private area. I think we've got about 150 people from the Den coming. There's a lot of other people as well who will be out there. I think they're hoping to get about 1,000 or 1,500 people there. Oh. We can see some stuff up on the screen there now. They're starting to prepare for it. So they put a lot of effort in Caulfield. So we'll watch the Super Bowl. I'm on the Kansas City Chiefs for a big result. I need them. Mm. And then we're going to bet on the
what a
Caulfield
great day
afterwards.
NFL races. It's a long, long day. You're going to have a crack?
Yeah, I will, yeah. And the sun is going to be out, so it'll be fantastic. And you can go for free. We'll put the link to that in the description as well. And you also get your first couple of Budweisers for free. You get a bacon egg roll for free. So it's going to be a brilliant day. We'll put together a bit of a tip sheet, won't we, and try and turn a profit on the day?
I'm in the office. I'll put together whatever you want, yeah. Quaddies, exotics, tip sheet, away we go.
Let's talk about feature races. So we're going to start in Caulfield. We're going to start with race six. It is the Rubiton for the sprinters. It's sort of the B set of sprinters, but there's some good sprinters amongst there and they want to all go above and beyond the level they're at the moment. What did you make of the race, mate?
Insurrection goes forward, Unflinching goes forward, Marble Nine goes forward. There looks to be a pretty genuine tempo. I'll just start at the top. Mahaba, I thought $3.80 was pretty short for it. I think it'll get longer. 1,100 seems – 1,100 Caulfield, I don't think is 100% suited, just seems too short in the market. I didn't particularly like this race. I probably won't bet in it.
Okay.
Insurrection, I thought, gets all the map favours. At the price, I thought $4.60 was pretty fair. Ray Magnario's too short, I thought at $4.80 for a horse that maps quite awkwardly, not more of a $6 chance. If I was going to bet in the race, I thought the only value there was Marble Nine, $26. You'll probably get a bit better than that, but I thought for a place that's for a horse that can run a high figure and is going to put itself into the race being on pace at Caulfield, I thought a place bet on Marble Nine was the way to go if you are going to bet in the race. But having said that, I probably won't bet and I didn't particularly like the race.
Fizz.
Yeah, not an overly exciting race for me either. Mahaba, top pick for me. King says it's a bit short, so you're happy to wait to take the price hit. I might have something in it on Saturday. I had Ray Magnario second pick, but I'm not backing it. It's going to get back to probably last from the bad gate. Happy to stay out of it. I thought Prairie Flower, the one horse that's quite race fit at the moment, flying in Adelaide, and if there's a genuine tempo, it can run off some good sectionals to get over the top of them. So, look, Mahaba top pick, not overly excited by it either.
Okay, we're going to move to Caulfield Race 7, the Autumn Stakes. For the three-year-olds and some of the better three-year-olds from the spring are starting their campaigns here. We've got an AI screen, Kings, to help us unpack it. Talk us through it.
Mm. So, let's talk about the bullet ratings there. So we've got Kitogio on top at 97 from Evaporate 78, Angel Capital 72, and not too far behind Detroit City on 65. So if we just go and have a look at the betting there, you'll see Angel Capital's $3.20 favourite in front of Evaporate at $3.50. I think these horses are chances, but they look to me to be way too short in the market. Evaporate, I thought, would probably sit about fourth with Angel Capital behind it. I am with Kitogio in this race. I think got a clear fitness edge over those two big names. Ran pretty well up at the Goldie off hot tempos. Gets Jamie Mellum recently married, so she'll be in a great frame of mind and start riding a lot of winners is my tip. Gay Waterhouse, we know what she can do on a leader. It is my first official Saturday set tip is Kitogio. I thought 480 is I'm not rushing into the 480 at all. I'm happy to wait on the day. The other horse that I thought was decent value was Detroit City at 750. I wouldn't be rushing in and smashing the 750 either, but I don't mind that Quinella, the 3 and the 4 there. It's going to be a very good price. As I said, I thought the two favourites were too short. So Cotoggio for me, an official a Saturday set tip.
Very good. It's interesting too because Jamie's on Cotoggio and Ben Mellum, the new husband's on Angel Capital. It's not often that Ben's on the favourite and Jamie's on a longer priced horse. So that'll put an interesting dynamic to the race. What did you make of it all, Fizz?
I watched all the jump outs of these horses. I have to be against Kings. Cotoggio, not one of my horses, a bit weak up front. Angel Capital came out top pick on my ratings, but I actually didn't love its jump outs and I'm steering towards Evaporate in this race. I reckon its jump outs were great and I think they'll reverse and it'll start favourite and Angel Capital will get out. That's just my opinion. And I had Detroit City third pick. So Evaporate for me and Detroit City are the two that I'll probably be having something on.
And Evaporate's off to the New Zealand's version of the Everest. They've got that NZB Kiwi thing. Yeah, so they've
when's that? A couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's on March the 8th. So interesting to see how it measures up over there. All right, let's move on to the big one, the CFO Stakes for 2025. Some very, very good horses there. I really cannot wait to see what you boys have made of this race. King's Own.
What a great race to kick off the autumn carnival. Let's talk about the map because it's a very, very interesting map. There's this average sort of speed here. So Schwartz, who brained him last time, goes straight to the front, I think. Another Will's an interesting runner, Drawn Barrier 3. I think will go forward and probably sit third, which leaves Private Life as well down the bottom there from the inside draw, punching forward. Where's Mr. Brightside? Mr. Brightside's drawn out in 8 outside those. So Williams is going to have to go forward and probably sit outside Schwartz or let another Will sit outside Schwartz and then try and get in 1-1. So it's a tricky little map there for Craig Williams to navigate, but I'm not sure what he's going to do. He'll probably try and get in fourth. If he doesn't, he'll have to go forward and sit second. I think the tempo is not going to be hot. I think it's going to be average. So I think this race, the 1400 at Caulfield traditionally is quite leader biased. So I think the winner will come out of those four horses and I think the winner is the horse that's going to have the best sprint in the race. So let's just talk about that. So Mr. B, 7-year-old, 40 starts he's had. He's first up. Is he going to have the best sprint of the race? Do you think he's more of a grinder or do you think he's got a bit of a zip?
I think he doesn't have as much zip first up.
What do you reckon, Fitz?
He tried like he's still got a little bit of sting in his legs. I didn't mind its trial. But, yeah, it's going to be very dependent on which run they get, I think, this race. There's a lot of I got it a bit more of tempo in this race than what Kings does. I think that there's going to be a lot of horses wanting to hunt up and try and get on the speed.
Which other – anything else apart from the four that I mentioned?
No, because Private Life, a lot of the maps got it going back. But like you, I think they might utilise inside gate and hunt forward a bit closer to the speed, which I know they did on the in the Caulfield Guineas. But this run, 1400, he didn't do much in its trial, which is a standard Waller trial, but it's hard to know whether or not they're going to rev it up from gate one and try and put a bit of speed on. But I'm not sure. Maybe Schwartz just comes across and gets the lead, but I'm not sure it'll get as soft as you think.
So Schwartz's rating last start is good enough to win this race, but it was at Moonee Valley and it was over 1,200. This race, obviously, over 1,400. Can Schwartz do it at both ends? That's the big question mark. If Schwartz does, then he's probably going to win the race. I think he'll drift. I think he'll get out to a decent price and it's sort of around that $7.50, $8 mark if he got out there. I could have something on him. Private Life hasn't done the rating to win the race, which leaves you with another Will. Just getting back to Mr. Brightside, I think he's a good chance, but I think he's under the odds at $2.50. He's a great horse. I think he'll run second is what I think.
I reckon he'll start $3 as well.
Yeah, I think he'll get out to $83. I think he'll run second or third. I think something else will be too good on the day and go to another level and beat him. Another Will's the interesting runner because I like another Will. I'm going to have something small on another Will. I don't think $4 is tremendous value. I think he'll get out a little bit. But the thing that I like about another Will, he's a real winner. He's won 8 from 13. He's won 3 from 5 at the track. He's won 2 from 3 first up. So those are high percentage figures. We've seen him fail a few times. So that race when Antino beat him and he gave up, that was obviously hot speed put into the race. So all his wins have been off slow to average tempos, which I'm predicting that you'll get. I'm not saying it's going to be slow. I don't think it'll be slow, but I think it'll be average. It won't be prior to Jenny fast. And I think that's when he can sprint at his best. And I think he's got the best sprint in the race. And he goes really well fresh, and he's my tip in the race, another Will.
Okay, great. Anything to add, Fizz?
Just that I just wrote there, I thought there was a bit of speed on in this race, and the tactics will play a major role. So another Will went enormous in its recent jump out. It gets the right map, and Mr. Brightside might have to work a little bit from the sticky draw. So for me, I'd be leaning that way, like Kingsley over Mr. Brightside, purely at the odds as well. And Private Life was one I couldn't really work out whether or not they were going to hunt forward and try and be on speed.
What so. I didn't like about another Will was he was up a bit in the weights. He's up to 59 carrying the same as Mr. Brightside, but that's what I didn't like. But still, he's my tip.
Yep.
Very good. All right, we're going to move up to Sydney. What a great race the Eskimo Prince takes for the three-year-olds. Some crackerjack three-year-olds in this race. Let's talk King Zone.
Let's have a look at the market. Gatsby 270, Linebacker 450, Mayfair $5, Snow in May $6. Fitzwise, Gatsby's so short at $2.70, do you think?
Goes just first up.
Yeah, it wins first up, a potential, I think. But
beat nothing,
been a
though.
Bit of,
you know,
it's been a bit nothing. Of a bit of hype. It was bit of a
completely
high horse,
dominant, wasn't it? And then it just didn't go on with it over spring.
Yeah, but remember everyone wanted to be on
it's
it.
It's the McDonald Waller factor. But yeah, I mean...
Seems very short to
apparently
me.
Apparently, linebacker is absolutely airborne. But they reckon gelded. Might need this run. Been gelded.
Set for longer, though. I think linebacker can sit closer in this race. I think linebacker can sit fourth or fifth, which really puts him into the race, though. But is he set? Is this too short, do you think?
Apparently, it's next start. He'll be screwed right down for it. That's the male. So.
Well, I've sort of got question marks on the one and the two, which takes me to number three, which I love this horse. Jeez, he's a tough horse, Mayfair. He's going to go straight to the front, which with Gabe Waterhouse, his instructions to Tim Clark will be just lead at all costs from that barrier nine, the widest barrier. He's a tough horse. He's beaten Linebacker. He's beaten Gadsby's before. 1,200 fresh, I think, is his go. And he is an official Saturday set tip.
Fantastic. Fizz.
Very good, Kings. Gatsby's trialled quite nicely and he's a good fresh horse, but I've got a feeling it doesn't love the dry track as much as the wet track. So it's a reason why I'm a bit against Gatsby's, and I smell a rat here. I'm a little bit in Kingsley's corner. I'm not going to Kingsley's horse though, Mayfair. I'm not a huge fan of its last jump out. And I'm going to go for number four, Just Party, and number five, Public Attention. I'm going to back both those two horses.
That's good.
And I can see the favourites all getting rolled. I'm against Linebacker. I don't think it's ready first up. And I'm really against Mayfair, which Kings really likes. But we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Fair enough. Hey, can I get your official Saturday set? There mustn't be much left.
Yeah.
You're giving most of it away.
I've given two away and I've got one to go. So the first tip was Cotoggio back in Caulfield Race 7.
Yep.
Number three. And then we go to Mayfair, which we just talked about. And one more is Randwick Race 2, The Highway. I'm due to back a Highway winner, eh, Fitz?
Highways, love them.
Randwick Race 2, number six, Super Northwest, which is about the $10 mark, second up. Ran in a Highway last start, came off an absolute breakneck tempo round sixth. As I said, it's going to strip a lot fitter, gets on pace again and looks great value to me at $10. So three tips, one win and we shall profit.
Delicious. Fizz, your official Beautiful. Saturday set, please.
Yeah, I'm going to Ascot for two of mine. Race seven, number one, Ice Pick Nick. Loved its run first up when it was quite unfancied in the market, and I think the 3 weeks between run be perfectly ready for second up and a victory. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to race 10, number 11. This horse will need some luck. It's called Deal Her In. I love the way it hit the line last start when it had not much room, and stepping up into the 1400 at Ascot with a bigger field might suit it. And then we're going to Doom, and I tipped this one a few Wednesdays ago. It was had its chance, race 8, number 11, Influential. But this time in it draws barrier one and it won't be sitting three wide. And I think this weekend it'll get the cash for us. So they're my three this weekend.
Thank you, sir. This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes have you covered with all the best racing features. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code Gallop. If you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group, so check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Hey, Kingzone, AI has been going all right.
AI has been going real well, especially since sort of the start of December. AI has been going real well. So if you have a look at the screen there, you can see that $9,869 profit. That's betting to win $200. That's on every suggested play, your bullets, your good roughies, and your backs. It's winning over that period for 2 months through December and January at about 12%. Mm-hmm. So that $9,800 comes from betting to win $200 at a maximum stake of $100 at best of the best odds, best of the top flock, or the three totes. So there's no early betting in that, and there's no Betfair prices in that. So $9,800 for 8 weeks. So that's been a great profit. If you look at that graph, especially through December, was very, very good. So AI as well is $50. We've reduced the price. So $50 per day, which is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous value on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays especially. You've got 8 meetings on a Friday. Saturday, you've got 13. And Sunday, if you're still alive, you're into about another 8 meetings. So at $50, you're talking like, you know, less than $5 a meeting for a lot of those. So as I said, $9,800. I just want to have a little chat. Like we have been going as well.
It's the up and down. It got off to a slow start, didn't it?
Yeah, the ups and downs. But everyone always talks about how to manage your losing runs.
Yeah.
But no one ever really talks about how to manage your winning runs. So I just wanted to have a little chat about how to manage winning runs, because at the moment I've been going good. December's been great. January's been great. Now we're coming into February. And the worst thing that you can do when you're having a winning run is get too far ahead of yourself and think that it's not going to ever stop and think that you've got the game sorted. How many times have I heard it? Like, you know, people thinking that they've got the game sorted. Well, you've never got the game sorted. The game only lets you get so far ahead. And then it's got a wicked way of bringing you back down to earth. So if you're winning, I think AI there was winning at 12%, which is too high. Historically, it was around 7 or 8%. Prior to that run, it was around sort of the 3% mark. 3% I thought was too low. 12% is probably a little bit high. In the middle there, 7 or 8% is probably around where it's going to end up. So if you're punting and you're having a couple of great weeks and you're winning at 50% on turnover, which you do sometimes, you got to think to yourself, not in a negative way, but you got to think to yourself, this run can't last. That's unrealistic. So it's important to keep things quite realistic to where they are as well. And if you do build your bank up, don't go and spend it on what would you spend if you went through a good run? Don't go and spend it all on a holiday or something like that. Still put some aside and all that sort of stuff. But be realistic about where it's going. What would you spend on physio if you go through
golf?
Another golf trip.
Yeah, well, not another one, surely.
Something.
You're away next week too, aren't you?
Just got new golf clubs.
Dream team. I am away next week. Another golf trip next week.
Yeah, well, it's just standard now, isn't it? But I think just getting back to a bit of serious head talk, I think what is important is you can increase your stakes, but I think it's important to do it not after straight after you've had that good winning meeting or something. Say to yourself, all right, at the end of the month, I'm going to reassess where my staking is, or maybe at the end of the week, I'm going to reassess my stake is. And if you are increasing it, do it gradually. Don't go bang, 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 bang. Yeah. Just slowly, slow and small steps.
Because betting to win 200, 100 max bet, that's betting reasonably big. And obviously you've shot the lights out, you know, over that December into January period. But you can whittle that 9,800 down and you've got to keep yourself in play.
Yeah, you've got to keep yourself in play. And that's that 9,800 7 days a week betting as well. Some people just bet on Saturdays. But it's not about the 9,800. If you're a punter, everyone at some point has a good run. Yeah. Everyone. So it's important to maximise this, because when it does, when the roller coaster does come back down, that when it hits the bottom, you're still alive.
And you were saying that $50 for AI is tremendous value, which it is, but even better value than that is it's free for Victorian races on a Saturday over this campaign that we're ripping in with racing.com again. So if you want to have a little bit of a taste test of AI, you can go and bet on the Victorian meetings on it over the Autumn Carnival, really all the way through to May. So very, very generous.
You can't get better value than free, can you? That's got to be good value.
No, and over the summer we updated both the app and the website. They're both in great shape now. I think they're the best punting tools in the market. One new feature is polls. They've been quite successful. There's a couple of polls that I've zeroed in on just to give people an example. But this first one, I thought we could just quickly discuss it. So I put a thing up saying, so the Wolf and Via go head-to-head Saturday week at Randwick, have a 1,400 metres of weight for age, who you want to be on. So there's no markets up yet, so we don't really know who will be favourite. I mean, looking at that, you'd have to think that Via Sestina will be. We had a bit of a chat during the week what price were they put up versus, and a lot of the boys thought probably just slightly into odds on.
Mm.
So Chow Wolf's a great horse. But and maybe even, you know, profile's better than Visa Stan at 1,400 metres, but I think the issue is that he doesn't have a great first-up record.
Mm.
Who would you want to be on?
I'd have to see what else is in the race. Maybe they could both get rolled, really. Like, they're both on 1,400 metres.
Just like in terms of a head-to-head thing.
I'll go with Chio Wolf.
Yeah.
I think Via Sestina will be set for longer races. I know that Via came out and won, to my surprise, it was $6.50 out to about $12.
You had a big lay that day.
Yeah, yeah. $6.50 out to $12 and came out and the sectionals were off the charts.
Yeah.
And then Via got beat second up off that. I just wonder if...
She'll have a target on her back in this race too. Yeah. She was sort of a bit forgotten in that race when she won first up over 1,400. Fizz, what did you think?
Yeah, I was with Kings. I'd Chow Wolf for me in that one. I liked its trial and it beat Via Sustain
and
trial.
You're not worried about its poor first up record?
No, I don't care about that sort of stuff. A lot of people, I prefer to watch the trial and see whether or not I thought it trialed good. Both very good horses. I'd be interested to see who's in it. It could be a whole bunch of stayers resuming. It could be a two-horse race. So hard to tell right now, but I'd be leaning the same way as Kings on that one.
Another poll, Trav, Trackside Trav. Always appreciate Trackside Trav's support. He put up, where in Victoria do punters prefer having a bet on Metro Tracks? Surprise you, the winner there?
Oh, people love Flemington headquarters just because it's a fair track. It's a big, open, spacious track. My favourite's always been Caulfield, just due to that leader bias. I seem to read Caulfield really, really well and pick the right races to find the leaders on. But the Valley's an interesting one coming in front of Caulfield. Just Caulfield did very poorly there, so yeah, the Valley's going to be no longer. When's the Valley shutting down?
After the Cox Plate.
Oh, at the end. Okay,
that'll be big, right? Cox Plate day.
Yeah. So hopefully we're there.
Yeah, hopefully. Just about to wrap up, and we're appreciative of our sponsors coming back on board, racing.com and Ladbrokes, and come back on board to support us through autumn. So we really appreciate that. And we've got a great new product. We've done the Mates Modes pots on the races, which have done pretty well. I think we've won 3 out of 4.
Mm.
And we're doing one on the dogs this Saturday night. So there's the Australian Cup heats down at the Meadows. Also got the Zoom Top and the Tim Lee. Me and JC. And also we've got Troy Little to come in, who's going to help us. Probably one of the most respected dog punters in the country. So if you want to get involved in that, you can hit... scan the QR code. We'll put the link in the description. Come and punt with us on Saturday night.
He's regarded as one of the best dog judges in Australia. There's no doubt about that. And I can tell you, JC is one of the best dog judges in Australia as well. So you've got two plus you. Are you going to stick your head in?
No, I just steer the ship. Steer the ship. Certainly not on dogs.
So you got two geniuses at the helm there.
That's right. Mm. An RI. That's what it should be called, two geniuses and RI. All right, well, that's about it. We'll see you over the weekend. Hopefully see a lot of you at Caulfield for Super Bowl Day on Monday. And I hope you all win on the punt over the weekend. Up the den.